views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, have we got a power-packed show for you today. First off, we have a little surprise. It's our first time with our video live streaming to Facebook as well as to YouTube today, thanks to our network, TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can check that out on their Facebook page. I've also shared it on my two Facebook pages for the show and my Jen Royster, Dr. Jen Royster page. But we're out there, and we want to welcome everyone to the show. Now, lots going on today. What are we talking about? The topic is about our sacral chakra, the December energies, water element, and two angels that have some interesting insights for us today. I have been researching and studying and busy, and you just wouldn't believe how crazy busy I've been. So what I'm doing today is I'm going to give you that information. I'm going to share what as much as I possibly can, but this is pretty deep stuff. And if you're new to the show, it's a metaphysical show. We talk about the angelic realm. We talk about connecting to your higher self and anything positive that raises our frequency. We're very much about focusing on the positive side of life on this show. So I've loved doing the show. I started it a long time ago, actually in 2010, and just doing this little simple thing, and we've just grown into what we are today. And we're always continually pushing the envelope and challenged with technology. So we've had some fun with it, but there's lots going on. So I just feel very passionate about bringing you what I'm picking up. Now, I share with you wholeheartedly what I'm receiving, what I'm experiencing, because what's going on? We're in a brand new environment of something just completely different here. We're in an age where, the unknown is out of the comfort zone, obviously, but it's also where we're going to find our answers. And they're all coming from within ourselves, not from outside of ourselves. So what resonates with me may or may not resonate with you. That's not what I'm trying to do, is talk you into believing the way I do. My passion is for you to trust your own intuition, learn how to tap into that. I share how it's working for me so you will know, but then I just keep going into the different aspects of it. So today our focus is on that sacral chakra. Now, for people that aren't familiar with the chakras, you hear about them in yoga, meditation. They're, in a nutshell, energy transformers. It's how we process energy. What I focus on in my work and passion is the energy behind everything, the energy behind everything. So with this, the sacral chakra is also known as the second chakra, and that's right, right above the first. The first one is at the base of your spine. The second one is in between your spine and your navel, really. And this one is all about creativity. It does process emotions related to this chakra with creativity, your sensuality, how you identify yourself. very much a creative feminine energy, and I mean feminine energy, not just if you're a man or a woman. I mean creative, the nurturing side of things, you know, creating something brand new. Okay. So men have that too. This is not what I'm saying, but it's fascinating because the sacral chakra seems to be really going through a bit of an upgrade with what we have going on. Last week we talked about fire energy, and there's a lot of fire energy going on, and that's like the all-consuming flame. And I'm not talking about a physical fire. We know that's out there going on. I'm talking about the energy element fire, and we were learning how we could redirect that positively. Now, a couple of days after that episode last week, it came to me in my, and every day I'm meditating and listening to what I'm supposed to share and what I need to learn for myself. And it's really a simultaneous thing a lot of times, honestly. And it came to me, it's like, well, we talked about fire, let's talk about the water element, okay? And then that same night, I was just chilling out right before going to bed that night, and I kept seeing this floating aura of a very soft purple, lilac, more purple color just hovering over me. And it didn't surprise me. I knew it was, you know, one of the angels. And I thought, what? I don't see that often, that color. I usually see a lot of the blue or different colors. And I kept seeing this purple. And I go, what is that? And I just said, you know, I'm recognizing, I'm acknowledging you. My dog was seeing things like crazy. I mean, she kept creeping around looking at things that weren't there. I know you guys have seen animals do that before. She's picking up on it. And I just said, you know what? I don't feel afraid of it. Let me just see what it is, because I was receiving quite a bit for this show. And it was Archangel Zadkiel. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. And Archangel Zadkiel is an angel of benevolence, of forgiveness, of mercy. He's known as the angel that stopped Abraham from sacrificing Isaac in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And that's how he's known. Because, you know, I go and I study deep into what we have on these angels, and then I know what I receive. And I thought, wow, fascinating. Okay, well, it was bringing in this beautiful auric light, and it was then I'm drawn to the water, and I'm going, I'm trying to relate this purple to the water, right? And that had nothing to do with Zadkiel. That was Gabriel. Gabriel's known as the angel, the archangel that oversees the element of water. And water is perfect to study and learn after we're working with fire, if you think about it. And then it was like, what has this got to do with the sacral chakra and December energy? So see what I mean? This just kept going and digging and deeper and deeper. Then all the 10-10s and the 11s and lots of number information came through. I mean, I have pages and pages and pages, so I'm having to bring this into a form to present to you today, and we may do a little bit more than one show on it, but it was exciting because here we are right to the mid of December, and December energy is really gearing us up and getting us ready for 2018. It's all starting to make sense when you tie it all together. What's going on with this one? Everything's coming up. That was that fiery energy. There is a little bit of that. The emotions are tied to that. You know, expressing ourselves, that's a creative outlet as well. And now we need to tame that and redirect it positively. We talked about how to do that with fire. You don't want to squash your voice, but you want it to be a representation and be productive in a positive way, and it help you do what you came here to do. So you're in your life purpose, your soul purpose. So this turned into something very fascinating. And I'm looking at how all this is lining up. And December is very much about bringing all of that to the surface so we can go into 2018 fresh, ready to create brand new lives, ready to create the lives we want, And water flows around the rock, if you think about it in metaphor. Water will go in any direction, very flexible, very mobile. And I thought, I'm absolutely loving this. I was captivated. I've been busy in this for several days, which I usually am, but not quite at this in-depth because I had pages and pages and pages of information. And I'm like, how am I going to condense this down? How am I going to do this? And then I didn't have to worry about it. There's nothing to worry about because I started tapping into the water element and it will find a way. It will. It will find a way. Absolutely love that. So that's the topic. And the sacral chakra is going through an upgrade to go to a higher frequency, vibrate at a higher frequency. This opens us up to more creativity, more awareness, more how we can make this happen, how we can relax into the flow of life versus fighting against the current. And there's nothing to fear, but there's a lot of stuff out there that would like to convince us otherwise. Well, that's not what we do on this show. We are going to focus on the freedom and the joy of focusing into all the amazing things that are actually happening out there. We have a lot of support. We have a lot of wonderful things that are there for us, but we want to focus that way so we see more of it. Because all the other is going to happen because everybody can choose what they want, but we don't have to choose that. And that's what I want to focus on, is how you can tap in and balance and kind of get used to this. And I'll give you some positive negatives on how you can identify whether you feel like this is happening or your chakra is waking up a little bit. They're all going to. This is about the second one. The first one is more about your survival, and I think we've been going through that in the last year or so, but second is moving into the picture here, and that's a good thing because that's our manifesting. We went through that last week as well with Raziel, but the manifesting chakra is the sacral chakra. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the sacral chakra. It's waking up. What insights and guidance we have from Archangel Gabriel about the water element and Archangel Zadkiel, and about how this all ties into December to get us ready for 2018. You can't line it up any better than that. I mean, it's really been a very, oh, by the way, 2018 is an 11 year. That's a master number. That's an, you know, manifesting, changing, you know, think about what you're thinking about. And there you go. So with that, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to power on and we're going to learn about our waking up of the sacral chakra and angel messages to support us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream now on Facebook Live, thanks to our network, TransformationTalkRadio.com. And we're also on my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. You can look it up. I've also got the YouTube streaming on my website if you want to go there. So we have all kinds of things. Ben, before we keep going, I want to say and acknowledge everyone that's joining us live over on the social medias. Hello to Sharon Poe and Shadonna Michelle over on the Facebook Lives. Great to see you guys there. And over on my YouTube, my tribe over there. Hello, Candace. Hello, Chris. And you know what? Thanks for being there, guys. And a couple of the comments over there. Chris is saying she's been missing and been busy. She was planning a wedding, got married and had a honeymoon. Well, congratulations, Chris. I want to say that. Also recorded the dog the other day watching, this was Candace, watching nothing intently. Yes, my dog, Emmy, has been doing quite a bit of that. If you watch animals, if you have pets, you're going to really notice they're tapping into the energies that are happening. And I just want to say it's great to see you guys out there. So let's get into this. First of all, the sacral chakra. It's waking up, okay? Let's look at how this is, you know, happening. And first of all, let me go through my notes here. Got quite a few. Let me get to that. I know. Serious scrolling on my iPad here. So the sacral is the second, okay? Like I said, it's all about the energy of creativity, sensuality, your masculine, your feminine, you know, what you have going on. And there's symptoms that when it's acting up, okay, there's symptoms about I don't like to say symptoms as much as it's kind of hard to explain. Let's put it this way. Third dimension is feeling it in a little bit of a bumpy way. Okay. Maybe not so positive. You might be dealing with addictions popping up and you're being really tempted by that. Things like that. There's some other things like the materialism of things, you know, misunderstanding, this is what it is for me and, you know, my art form or whatever. Watch out for things popping up. And if you are having that happen, you can switch that around. That just means that it's a little bit of the, you know, not so positive. Let's put it that way. That's when it's being challenged and it could use a clearing. It could use a little bit of a tapping in. That second chakra is right beside and right above the root chakra, which is all about your needs being met, all about you know, your security in life, if you have money, if you have a roof over your head, things like that. So with everything that's happened in 2017, that has really brought some challenges being in the unknown, and all of us are in it. Let me tell you that. I am too. We're just going with one day at a time here. Watch out for how, you know, you're getting caught up in something that you think is it, but it isn't. You will know by how it's affecting emotions, if you're hitting the blocks, if you're starting to get caught up in the drama out there, whether it's in your own, somebody else's, on what's on the television, in the newspapers, whatever. Watch out for that. Heads up on that. Very easy way to clear that out. Now, what is happening with that sacral chakra? And what I mean by it waking up is you may be feeling all of those things that may have been lying kind of quiet, dormant. They weren't really resolved, but they were there. So they've been popping up to be dealt with, to be healed. Now, how awesome is that? That Zadkiel comes into the picture right now. He has mercy. He is the angel of mercy. He's about forgiveness of yourself and others. It's like you need to cut yourself some slack here. Yeah, you might be feeling some of those things that you don't like, but they're coming up for you to walk through them and face them and deal with them. If you are struggling with that fire element energy we were talking about last week with maybe anger, resentment, not so positive energy, maybe reacting too strongly versus responding. I mean, December's been pulling it all up. That's where water element can help you, where Gabriel came in, because Gabriel came in with water element because the water with the sacral, let me tell you what, this is going to be fascinating here that I'm going to tell you about. Now, water element, it helps us understand the messages we receive from the divine, from God, from the angels. All of this is coming from a divine source here. Gabriel helps you find practical ways working with the water element to learn the spiritual lessons that you need to learn from the challenges. It kind of coats over it gently, like water flowing. Water is also a conduit. Think about that when you're clearing. If those in metaphysics, you know you're clearing your chakras and, you know, you might be clearing toxic energies if you feel like you're an empathic person that absorbs something. The water element, when you focus that intention of the energy of it, that's going to wash away all of those things that you feel like are overloading you, overwhelming you. It's sometimes called an overactive chakra when all of the, you know, okay, this is unbalanced, it's coming up, and that doesn't mean you're a big mess. It means it's showing you what's coming up and leaving. I want you to hear that again. It's not telling you you're just a big mess, you're never going to make it. I don't want you to look at what I'm saying that way. I want you to look at this because that's what's happening with this awareness shift. It's showing you what's coming up to the surface and leaving. Now, you can grab it and keep it if you want, but I don't recommend that. I would say let it go. I would say definitely let that stuff go. And I said stuff. I could have gone somewhere else, but I didn't do that. I'm being nice today. But, you know, sometimes there isn't a word better than you know. So here you go. And now also what tied in, we're in the element of, we're in the energy of winter here in the States on the Northern Hemisphere. We're in winter. Winter is calm down. December energy had fire in it. The angels came in and said, you can get through this very positively and very effectively by using water with the fire that keeps throwing these licks of flames up, you know, here and there. So it's all making perfect sense. It's all just flowing here. Now, the purple energy of Zadkiel, if you were to close your eyes and just think about a beautiful color of energy in that color and think about this angel to help you with forgiveness, maybe lightening up about something that's super sensitive to you, maybe, you know, forgiveness of someone else. And when, you know, we forgive somebody else, that doesn't mean you're going to let it happen again. A lot of people have that very confused. They think forgiveness means you got to let them all back into your life, or you've got to allow and be okay with what was not okay. Two different things. Forgiveness is, honestly, you're going to let it stop hurting you. You're going to put that bag down of energy, let the water wash it away, and you're going to move on with your life, and you're going to be better for it. Hey, I mean, think about how much lighter you'll feel. Frequencies rise when you don't have anything weighing it down. So that alone is powerful. Winter is a time of calming down. Things go calm down, but we had this strange energy of fire in there. So water coming in and the angels suggesting that made perfect sense. It's also going to help you with your communications and relationships much better, because if you are in a focus of, you know, being caught up in everything that's going on, you forget and you lose track, you get disoriented, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling those addictions popping up, you're feeling agitated, you can't relax. These are things with the sacral chakra that can get interesting, especially with creative minds that are very, you know, you're just flowing out there and you know, it's almost a temptation of escapism. And it's actually not something we want to escape right now. We want to be present. Grounding is going to be one of the primary priorities of 2018. It really is all the time, but you're definitely going to have a tendency to want to float away, and grounding is going to really help you see clearly. When you wash away the fog of the darkness in your life, when you wash away the things that hurt, when you just use that water element in your focus, in your meditation, just think about something and the water just comes, flows around it, washes you clean, and just you can float in it. It's a very peaceful sensation. So I wanted to let you know about that as well. We have so much going on. It's really been an incredible time here. We are about to go to another break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what some of those symptoms, so you would know whether or not your sacral chakra is waking up. This is a profound time to really tap in. It's never too late. And really, nobody's being left behind. Nobody's being left behind in any of this. It's just time to celebrate life and tap into what's amazing out there. So with that, let me take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to go over some of the symptoms so you know what that is and so you can relate to where you are and how to balance your sacral chakra. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in with us, we are talking about the sacral chakra waking up. So I want to go over some things about that chakra in particular. And this is where water is going to really start making sense, okay? The water element helping you. Now, the sacral chakra is, like I said, connected to the root chakra and solar plexus. So it's right between the solar plexus. Solar plexus is about your power and who's got control, you or something else. In this one, you have to, some of the symptoms can be, because it sits between the two, here are some of the symptoms. And I say symptoms, I don't like that word because this is really an activation. It's positive. This is, how about the word sensation? Although when I tell you what they are, you're going to go, that's a symptom. Okay. Stomach upset. Because the digestive system is related to the third chakra and it's right below that, it can affect that. It can affect appetite. You might have a loss of appetite. Maybe some fluttering, flipping sensations in the lower abdomen. Now, I'm talking about a pregnancy baby kicking you here. You know, dehydration, disturbed sleeping patterns, cravings. You can't eat the meat like you used to. I went through that one. Let me tell you, I just can't eat it anymore like I used to. I just don't want to. I totally just went naturally with what my body was saying. Dairy, you know, foods that aren't so good, you will find a huge difference if you back off some of the meat, dairy, processed foods. When you're going through that, you'll find that your body will settle quickly like that. Emotional or energetic things can include people's energy fields. You just feel too much when you're around other people. You feel a tendency to want to be to yourself. You don't want to be in the crowd. See, maybe you're getting cranky, irritable. Maybe you're oversensitive to noise. You know, things are just, you know, just cranking your nerves the wrong direction, you know, things like that. You might find all kinds of things testing, triggering it, okay? You might find that you're just not okay with certain things anymore. You want to listen to that and you want to evaluate that. But that natural tendency to want to be to yourself a little bit is a physical response to the soul is trying to nudge you to go within. Our soul, our energy will play out and kind of manifest in a physical way somehow. I don't see that as a bad thing. Some people go, oh, that's not healthy. I don't agree with that completely. I mean, obviously, everything can be too much of something because we're all connected. But if you need some time out time and you never gave it to yourself, this might be a really good time to do that. And there's also some interesting things that can happen with the second chakra with kidney and bladder. Infections or problems or stones and things going on there. And or reproductive organs, you know, you're having some issues with that. This is all second chakra stuff. This is a creative thing. Now, if you're feeling some of these things, that's where it's interesting with the water element. And I go back to the water element. Okay, this is where it's going to be very helpful. Kidneys and bladders and basically your whole body, you know, is primarily water. Most of you, I think, what is it, 80%? I might have that. I think it's 80. It's pretty high. I mean, we have a lot of water within our bodies. As you get older, we become, you know, we lose some of that. It's natural, but replenishing with water, using the water, the physical water, using the element of water for the nerve, you know, your emotions and your energy field is like drinking glasses of water to clear your kidneys or to clear out, you know, the body because it's flushing the toxins out. So you're doing a, you know, and your body will sometimes let you know, hey, second chakra is kind of needing a little help here. And actually this can flow over into the first below it or up into the third above it. So the third chakra or the first. So it's right in between. And it's interesting because if you were physically drinking a lot of water for maybe a UTI or, you know, kidney, or you were just, you're having problems like that, and you were to meditate for 5 minutes thinking of just a beautiful energy of water flowing over you. And guess what? With energy and meditations, you know what you can do? You can be creative. How fun is that? You can be creative because you can have, it doesn't have to be just blue water or clear water. It could be the purple color of maybe you just need to forgive yourself or lighten up or ease up about some things and some pain. Maybe the golden light color would be more beneficial to you. That's a very high frequency color. Maybe blue, because there's fear that is just overwhelming you and you find yourself you can't stop thinking about the things you're worried about. So all this energy drain is now going where? It's becoming a toxicity in your system that's not flushing out. So this is actually very important stuff that, you know, they were bringing in, and I couldn't believe how it was all coming together. I think it's very fascinating. And water is very cleansing. It's very healing. So whether you use it as the element energy of water or good water, you know, and I'm not talking about what's coming out of the tap with fluoride if you're consuming it. I personally prefer spring water, but we have a reverse osmosis system in our house, and we drink RO water that we add minerals back into. So now we have alkaline water. We just are doing really well on that. We love it. If you have water that doesn't have, you can use distilled water and put like Himalayan salt in it that has minerals, and that'll put a little bit back in. We were doing that for a while. We have a filter now that we put the minerals back in. Every time I listen and just keep going with what feels right, the health just keeps getting better. Everything just keeps getting better. I went through a period of time, gosh, I think 10, 12 years ago, probably longer than that, where I was really feeling the chakra stuff with this one in particular, and I could barely eat anything without it tearing me up. Lots of emotional stuff that was just coughing up and learning how to deal with it and all of that. So if you are going through that, I've been there. I know what that feels like. And I'm telling you, everything I share with you is something that I have done myself. I don't share anything unless I'm really 100% that, yeah, that's resonating for me. May or may not resonate for you, but I'm telling you, water is water, okay? Water heals and clears. Now, if you're working with the element of it for emotions and mental state, It helps to clear that foggy, you can't focus, that thing. Have you ever, people have been talking about that. They've been feeling like they can't focus. They can't see straight. They can't stop crying. You name it, it's been happening. That is part of what is going on with this sacral chakra waking up. So if you've been going through a little bit of a battle with some ups and downs with some things, don't see it as the end of, oh, great, I've got all these problems. Don't look at it that way. Look at it as, oh, it's waking up. Look at all this stuff I didn't know was under the rug. Oh, let's get the vacuum out. Let's clean this up. This is an opportunity to see clearly is what this energy is doing, this energy bringing it up. And for the angels to come through the way they did, and I didn't know what was lining up to what, honestly. I love it when they give me puzzles and I just keep going. Then they give me more. And Zacchaeus really he comes in with such mercy. He wants everybody to have mercy for themselves, mercy for others, mercy for what all of us are just trying to grasp and wrap our brains around, and our hearts, because we're really moving into a heart-centered world. If we're moving into a heart-centered world, the mind is, not used to that, right? The fears aren't used to that. It's trying to grab onto that. I had such a comfort when they came through with all of this different energy. When you look at the water element, and if you have too much fire going on, and fire affects, the fire energy affects, I think, the liver. And bear with me, I'm thinking off the top of my head, because some of this is traditional Chinese medicine. I work with the energies, and I just know what I'm going through. But it also overlaps and affects, your kidney. It'll affect, you'll hold it in your bladder. You'll hold anger and things like that. Your body will hold those emotions whether you know it or not. So they came through and said, yeah, let's clear it out. And it's actually not that hard. It's actually not that difficult to do this. If you have trouble sitting still or just even trying to just close your eyes and allow yourself to be, work with the physical first. Look to incorporate more water or better foods into your diet. Look to let yourself have some timeouts when you need them. You deserve them. That's a self-care. That's a self-love. The energies, when I say we're upgrading, is so we can resonate at a higher frequency for where we're going into a better world. And it's out there, guys. There's a lot of people that are doing it. If you haven't been tapping into that, this will be so refreshing to you to get away from all of the fear, drama, and hype. Because there's a lot of things going on in the world that are great. So we're going to take a break. This is our last break before the final segment. And then we'll wrap it up, because I have got so many things I've been wanting to share with you. And think about this on the break. Water. And if you let that just flow into your life, that's an amazing thing. So I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream here of the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly. Breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com/tips.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And welcome back to our last segment. We've been talking about the sacral chakra waking up with all the energies flowing in and what we're feeling in December. This is to prepare us, expose, and make us aware of what needs cleaning up and clearing out for the year of 2018, which is an 11 year. That's a very transformative year. That's our opportunity to create. How perfect for the second chakra to be waking up right now, the creative chakra. 2018 is all going to be all about creating our new life, creating what we want in our life. It makes perfect sense. Whenever I have looked into when I do energy readings of a person, when I see there is so much creativity within them and they're trying to tap into it or it may be stuck, I see all these amazing stars. I see a star for each creative idea. And in some people, I just see many, many stars that are trying to come out, or I see them flowing. And I know that this person has a lot that hasn't been released, and they have a lot to look forward to. I do love that. I've seen it when I've looked into it for myself at times. But when I see that in another person, I just have so much joy for them because I know if they would just give it a chance, they're just going to go and there's not going to be anything stopping them. This is a second chakra experience. It's a wonderful, creative place. It's about creating new, so it will feel out of the box and unknown. It will. And I wanted to give you a couple of more insights before we run out of time on what Archangel Zadkiel was bringing to this. And he brings in this energy with this beautiful violet purple. It's more of a violet purple. And when he came and he had that hovering over, it felt amazing. It really did. That's a very spiritual color, but he is about transmuting a negative into a positive. It purifies it. That's like karma into grace. It's mercy. It's about releasing past that's been painful. You know, it's not like you're going to forget everything, but it won't hurt like it's been hurting. Yes, doesn't that sound refreshing? Like a glass of water? I know. we've been talking about a glass of water all day. And, you know, heavy emotions like fear and anger, Zacchaeus, it made sense he was coming in and meditating or focusing and asking this angel with that amazing energy of that color. I mean, some people don't use the colors. Colors are pretty fun. I mean, you can use a color and an energy. There's energy to everything. This particular color has this energy of clearing and forgiving and releasing. And just, it's a mercy. It's just, it's a sigh of relief kind of a feeling. It really is. Why not give that to yourself? I mean, fear and anger are painful energy to carry around. And he can help you transmute that fire. Okay, he can help you transmute that. That water element with Gabriel will help clear it out, communications in your relationships with others, with yourself. It's going to clear up. So this is just, why not? I mean, honestly, why not? You know, if you love to work with crystals, a crystal that you could use is moonstone or carnelian. I think that one's kind of red. If I remember correctly, I believe it's red. And, you know, I love crystals. I use a lot of quartz. That quartz always resonates with me. Quartz and amethyst. I love those. I always have this, you know, for those that have listened to the show, they probably know this, but I always have them around when I'm doing the show. Because sometimes an energy is just flying off me. I have interesting experiences with technology. I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, you've heard me say it before. I have blown a lot of motherboards. And I mean, it just happens. But that's when when I was dealing with anger releasing from me, that's when that was happening. So I keep the quartz around, you know, and I don't get that way. I try to step away from the computers when that happens because I know I need to clear out. And I don't want to be doing that. But I also have this round, beautiful sphere that represents you, my audience, the people of the world. I have this out there that represents you, and it's a round sphere of quartz. So when I'm focusing love to you, I use that. That's a representation for me, and I'm using that to send it out to you. So I always have that with me as well. And I always think of you when I'm looking at that one because that's my connection to you, really, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. That's my energy. That's how I'm sending that energy to you, or it helps magnify it, really. Quartz is a magnifier. It also holds a lot of data, you know? Well, this has been actually pretty interesting today. I know I went through a lot. If you've been seeing a lot of those numbers like 10-10, 11-11, maybe triple fives, triple twos, I just want you to know, pay attention, look them up and keep a ledger, keep a journal of the information you're receiving. You might see like a color or a flash of something. And if you kept it in chronological order, I'm really suggesting this, get a little notebook for this or a recording, record it if you have to on your phone, but do it in chronological, you know, in order of how you receive it. Do your homework research on each one, and you're going to see a story unfold that's going to make perfect sense to you. And you're going to just get more excited. And the more that you show effort when they send you messages, the more you'll receive. And it'll become easier and easier. And that's the joy of working with angels to receive divine guidance when we pray, when we ask God for our help, for help to help us, to help someone else. You know, if when we're asking for help like that, angels are the messengers. And it's a joy to work with them. It really is. They have comforted me through many, many things. So guys, I hope today will wake you up to see the positives that are there and waiting for you in your life. I hope that you will see incentive to keep powering on because the best is yet to come. And that's you, what you have to share with the world. The world's waiting to see what it is. And we don't want to be afraid to share. Don't be afraid of being out of the comfort zone. I know. It kind of makes you nervous, you know? I mean, I've been doing this show for years, and I really don't get nervous, but I was a little nervous today going live on Facebook because I can't do simulcast. You know, we can't do that. I had to have some help with that. So we appreciate the network doing that because we have a lot of people over on Facebook. We just want to give you incentive, encouragement, hope, love. I say we as me and the angels. I feel like that's my team, and I'm on their team. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener and a follower of the show. Everybody that sends in the support, that sends in their experiences, please do. If you want to learn more about that, and you can send in your questions if you can't catch us live, you can send them right to us if you just go over to my website. You can check that out. And you can see what's going on with that at jenroyster.com. I want to say thank you, guys. Hello to everyone in Facebook. It's been great to be with you today. Hello to everyone at YouTube. It's great to see you guys there. And I really want to wish everyone a lot of love and a lot of support while you're working with this chakra. Don't be afraid to clear this chakra, because just don't be afraid of it. It's going to be worth your while to put a little time into this and then see how much more energy you have for the things that you want to create in your life. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.